This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do there. A bunch of stuff you can do. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do. And, you know, if you head up to the website, we have all kinds of little, what do you want to call them, novelties and stuff you can buy, coffee cups, books, T-shirts, the whole nine yards. Check it out. And get on the mailing list because we're going to mail out even more about some of the products that we got. You know, Christmas time's coming. You want to get some really cool gifts for the liberal in your life? You know, really, if you're, look at coming into the holidays, that special someone that you want to break up with because, you know, they're maybe hardcore left and you didn't know that they were that far left, I've got gifts. Well, we'll have gifts coming up that we'll send them away. I guarantee it. They'll open the box, they'll get up, look at you, yell a lot, and then leave. And that's exactly what you want at Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Hey, a new study from Yale and MIT showed that, I guess we've been right. Conservatives have been right all along, which is nothing new. There are actually 22 million, not 11 million, that the Democrats keep screaming. There's only 11 million, and they pay their tax, and they this, and they that, you know, illegal immigrants in the U.S. That's right, 22 million. I actually thought it was closer to 30, but what do I know? The undocumented population of the United States, according to the article, could be twice as large as the most commonly used estimate. Now, that's according to a research study published on Friday in the Scientific Journal. The paper led by Mohammed Fazil Zarandi, a researcher at Yale and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, they estimate there's over 22 million undocumented immigrants. Now, MIT is no slouch when it comes to doing these kind of things. The paper led by Mohammed M. Zarandi study compared inflows and outflows of immigrants as well as demographic data. Now, according to the report, the number of undocumented immigrants could be as low as 16 million. Right? Now, notice, not 11, 16 million. But it also, because of the margin of error and the way they do it, could be as high as 30 million. So the spread is 15 million. And it's not starting at 11 or 10 or 9, it's starting at 16. So we combine these data using a demographic model that follows a very simple logic, Edward Kaplan, a co-author of the report, said. The population today is equal to the initial population plus everyone who came in minus everyone who went out. It's really that simple. No, some people want to overcomplicate it. Most previous estimates based on the U.S. Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey place the undocumented population around 11 million people. Now, the ACS is generated annually through the interviews with about 3.5 million people. They say you find it's based on one very specific survey and possibly an approach that has some difficulty. Some went in and just took a very different approach, Jonathan said. Still, the new study found that similarities in growth patterns of the undocumented population has been taken over the last two decades. Most immigration researchers have reported a plateau in the growth of the population since about 2007. and it's spurred mainly by the decrease in Mexican illegal immigration to the United States. Yeah, there's no more work here for them. Right? We're doing more and more of the work. And that's the other thing, too. Here's my thing. If the illegals coming up are doing the jobs that nobody else wants, then what exactly are those jobs? Because I don't want people to work for next to nothing just to feed their family. So what are those jobs? And apparently they're not there anymore because they're not looking for those jobs here, or they're very quiet and sneaky about it. The Pew Research Center, which provides regular updates on immigration statistics, they only base their numbers in part on the ACS numbers. They estimated last year that the undocumented population dropped from 11.3 million. Now, I don't believe that it dropped. How can it drop if you're watching the numbers, by record numbers of people coming over the border, or were coming over the border, I should say? They say it dropped to 11.3 million from a high of 12.2. So it dropped by a million people. I just think they're hiding better. What do you think? Or lying. They could be lying, too. Remember, they don't walk up. Census doesn't walk up to your house and say, are you guys American citizens? And can you prove it? They simply ask the question. The Yale study, which goes, you know what I would do? I would look at the more rural. I would not take into consideration the very large cities at first. I would do two sets of numbers. And with those two sets of numbers, I'd probably take out San Francisco. I would take out L.A. Right? Chicago, New York City. And see what the numbers were then. Anyway, he goes on to say in the article, the trajectory is the same. We see the same pattern happen, but they just understand the actual number of people who have made it here has changed. The researchers emphasize the new number does not imply a growth in illegal immigration, but a long-standing miscount of existing undocumented immigrants. He said we shouldn't want people to walk away from the research thinking that suddenly there's a large influx happening right now, said Feinstein. It's really something that happened in the past and maybe was not properly counted or documented. So again, now they're saying there were too many flaws in the process. And that's why they really never had a good number. Well, then don't go pushing it like it's gold. Don't go pushing it out there like this is it, that we don't know anything else, that we don't need to know anything else. That's the crazy part. And we listen to scientists like we listen to doctors and lawyers and what have you. I'm not so sure that's so smart either. You're putting way too much emphasis on an outside source. There's another thing that broke my heart tremendously, we'll have to tell you after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again.
I drove to see your host and said, "Man, it's too good." Yeah, I know. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Bad news earlier today. I don't know if you heard this. It had nothing to do with the D.C. issue. Some of you won't care. Some of you will really care. Dunkin' Donuts is dropping the donuts from its name. Only from its name, so don't get too nervous. You'll still be able to go in and get donuts and all that stuff. But you won't be able to, there won't be Dunkin' Donuts anymore. I mean, I read that and I was like, come on, really? You've been Dunkin' Donuts since I was a kid. What is that? What are you going to dunk, your fingers? I mean, seriously. So, Fox News' medical correspondent, Dr. Mark Siegel, was talking, he was talking about different medications and what have you. And he was talking about how regular consumption, now listen to this, for those of you who won't drink it, He was talking about how regular consumption of coffee can help you live longer.
I'm dead.
Right? Yeah, producer Tammy's dead. She's just not going to make it. She doesn't drink any coffee. The restaurant chain announced on Tuesday that it's dropping the word donuts from its name and renaming itself just Dunkin'. Now, that shortened branding will align the company's emphasis on coffee and other beverages. How? I don't know. They better not give up the donuts. They give up the donuts, they're done. Right? And they're out of Canton, Massachusetts, one town over from one of the little cities I grew up in. Our new branding is one of the many things that we're doing as part of our blueprint for growth to modernize the Dunkin'. Right? Dunkin' brand CEO and Dunkin' U.S. President David Hoffman said in a statement, "We believe our efforts to transform Dunkin' Donuts will embrace our incredible heritage." No, you can't replace, you don't replace heritage by replacing your name. Anyhow, it's just a little fast tidbit story. I mean, I don't want to do that. None of that. When I'm going to go in, I'm going to say, no, I want Dunkin' Donuts. You know where I can find one? What do you think of that? Anyway, 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. McConnell's is threatening, I don't know if you guys caught this, but he's threatening to hold the Senate over, which he can do, by the way. He can make them work harder than they already were, or at least he could try to make them, I shouldn't say he can. He could try to make them work harder. Now, according to a story in The Hill, he's suggesting that he could hold the Senate in session all the way through October. They won't have a chance to go back and run for office, will they? Now, he suggested that he could keep lawmakers in Washington until the end of October if the Democrats seek to slow or block the confirmation of President Trump's judicial nominees, all of them. There's still over 100 of them that need to be not nominated, confirmed, for smaller federal offices. I think he had 400 total. And he's cranking through them, but they're slowing them down. You know why they're slowing them down. They don't want to approve any of them. McConnell said the Senate would soon wrap up some of its major to-do items, like funding the government and confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh. But he hinted that it would be up to the Democrats to strike a deal on nominations if they want to leave town before the end of October. Our friends on the other side, who have a number of incumbents running for re-election this year, are going to want to recess. But they're not going to be able to unless we can get this business done. We need to get our business done. It won't surprise you that I'm making my list and checking it twice, McConnell said. That to my friends is how we're dealing with obstruction here in D.C. We'll just hold the Senate in session. Democrats who are defending their seats this year are off the campaign trail for the final days before voters head to the polls would be dangerous. Now here's the deal. If I was a Democrat, I know they don't listen to the show, so I'm not worried about it. But if I was a Democrat, I would go through that list. I would sit down with my caucus. I would sit down with my team. I'm not giving them any stinky stuff here. I'd go through the list to see which ones I could deal with, which ones I could handle, which ones I was all right with. And then what I would do is take the rest of them and push them aside. It's like, look, you got 156 of them. Here's 131 I can live with. The other ones, you're going to have to wait till after the election. See, they don't want to wait till after the election because they'll be pushed not to nominate anybody, not to confirm anybody. And you need Republicans to go back and fight for their seats as well. So this really could be, I think sometimes McConnell doesn't really think these things through. My understanding also, too, is a little over 300 bills sitting on his desk waiting to be signed, put out, voted on, or what have you. They're in some stage of being put in front of the Senate. Why aren't we cranking through those? Why aren't we getting those done? Senator Dean Heller of Nevada is considered among the most vulnerable incumbents up for re-election this year. And Cruz is having a fight of his own. I have a hard time believing these polls. I have a hard time believing this information, seriously. Because I know that sometimes these guys, the polls aren't where they need to be, and we've seen that happen. We've even seen in the special elections where polls showed the Democrat winning and the Democrat didn't. Or in a primary, they had one Dem up over another, and the socialist Dem always won. Look, I was talking to somebody about this today. This is not your grandfather's political environment. You will never see politics like it used to be. I don't see that happening at all. When you think about President Trump and how he's treating world leaders and how he's talking to other people, how he's dealing with companies, corporations across the country, unlike Obama, he doesn't force people to quit. Yeah, look it up. You know what I'm talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we will have Dr. Elvita King join us. And she's got a lot to say about what's going on with Brett Kavanaugh. She's got a lot to say about what's going on in the Democratic Party, for that matter. And she, think about it now. In her family, there are Dems and Republicans. And they're well known. And they're well known to have their spats publicly. And I do mean publicly. Some people feel like she is the outcast, if you would. And in reality, she's just outspoken. You know, Xander was talking about, Xander was talking about Maxine Waters tonight. And Maxine, it's what I've been telling you guys. It's not President Trump they can't stand. It's the power, you heard it come out, it's the power that Republicans have. It makes them nuts. They don't understand. They have to get back in power so they can make the changes to show you people, yes, all of you people, even the ones on their side, how dumb they are and do things for them you can't do for yourselves. Now, Maxine Waters promised a crowd of young Democrats over the weekend that she would go after Vice President Mike Pence once President Trump is removed from office. You see what I'm saying here? There is not. Think about this. When Trump got elected, what did they say? They knew about his list of picks for Supreme Court, and they said they would do everything they could to obstruct him getting a pick on the court. So why are we playing by gentlemen's rules then? They're not interested. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, really, seriously. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot going on.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Friday issues a statement from the Senate floor on the status of the Brett Kavanaugh nomination.
This is a nomination that deserves to move forward, and that is precisely, Mr. President, what is happening. I commend our colleagues on the committee for sending this impressive nominee here to the floor with favorable recommendation. Now we will keep the process moving.
To get the necessary votes, President Trump has ordered the FBI to conduct a limited supplemental background investigation into the allegations of sexual assault against Brett Kavanaugh to be completed in less than a week. Hurricane Rosa weakened slightly off Mexico's Pacific coast Friday and is expected to increase surf and rip currents along the southern California coast this weekend. Surf from 6 to 10 feet is possible on Los Angeles and Ventura County beaches as early as Saturday night or Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. That's a lot of music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I was delighted. I had this woman out, Dr. Elvita King. I had her out to do a prayer breakfast for me this year, a community prayer breakfast. And I got to spend a few days with her and just was so excited she could be with me. I'm honored and happy to have Evangelist Elvita King with me. She's the Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, and I always enjoy the time that I have with her. I had her out here for a prayer breakfast earlier this year, and what she does, how she lights up these kids, lights up these young people to really understand, you know, history and understand the things that have gone on for civil rights in this country. Dr. King, thank you so much for being with me today.
I'm so glad to join you and your listeners. Well, thanks for inviting me.
You know, this whole thing with Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh being, you know, nominated, and now we're trying to get him confirmed, and this guy is everything in my mind. He's everything that the left hates. He's almost like a Boy Scout status. You know, great, does a lot in his community, does a lot with his family, you know, does a lot to promote good, decent moral values, and it's making them crazy. And they've turned this guy into a monster almost overnight. They've even called him a racist, even though none of his accusers are black. I mean, how do you see what's playing out here?
What is so interesting to me, you have, of course, you actually have two things going on at the same time, and it is a historic moment, and I want to make sure we don't miss God in the process. Mm-hmm. First, I do not believe that Judge Kavanaugh is guilty. I believe he's innocent. And to do what has been done to him is tantamount to lynching, in that he's accused of something and thrown to the wolves without any evidence or real proof, no proof. So I believe that he is totally innocent. But at the same time, something else is happening. I actually do believe in what's called the Me Too movement, but I think they need to add a hashtag, Me Too Unborn. So I think it's hypocritical to work so hard to try to encourage women and perhaps men and children who've been abused to come forth and tell their stories, but to still be the party that supports the death legally of over 60 million Americans by abortion. So do hashtag Me Too Unborn if you're really going to care about people. So I think, though, that it does bring attention that certain things do happen to people. Strategically, we do know that, indeed, if Dr. Ford experienced anything at all, that the whole situation has been used politically to destroy an innocent man. I totally believe that Judge Kavanaugh is innocent. I really, really do. So all of this is going on at the same time, which has led me to be very prayerful and to ask God to do genuine justice for Judge Kavanaugh. But in the case of, say something actually did happen to Dr. Ford, and because two men came forth and said they were there, and they did it, but Kavanaugh was not there. So you've got that out there as well. So it's just a real big time in history that America needs to self-examine and re-examine without destroying a man, a good man. And Judge Kavanaugh is a good man.
Well, you hit on it a minute ago. I mean, think about this. We have flipped in this one instance. You talk about this being historical. Mm-hmm. We have now flipped how this country looks at things, and now you are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. All you need to do is make the accusation.
We should not accept that. We should not accept that. America must not fall for that.
I agree with you, but it seems like since the day he was nominated, apparently the only thing that the Supreme Court votes on is Roe versus Wade. The only thing that they deal with is overturning Roe versus Wade, it seems like. Or that's what the left would have you believe. And you know, to your point, you know, Dr. Young, I know you've been very, very active in this area. You know, science has come to the point now where they say, and I know I believe it's a human being. It's God's gift to us at the time of conception. But science tells us that, and we've proven it, that these babies can live outside the womb at 20 weeks, at 18, 19 weeks. How do they fight this? How do they honestly look you in the face and say, no, it's not a baby and it's still a woman's right to choose? I've never understood that.
That's hypocritical, and so that is what we should keep in mind. And this particular effort is being driven to keep attempting to keep another person who would rule fairly for all human beings, including the babies in the womb. And that is really what this is all about. And Dr. Ford is willingly and willfully or unknowingly being used by the left as a poster child for something that's not good.
Yeah, this is really scary. From a spiritual standpoint, you look at this, and this man openly stands for God. This man openly stands for life, you know, to protect life. Openly stands for, you know, the basic biblical values. And this has got the devil going nuts in my mind. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, I believe at this time we want to first speak out for genuine justice for Judge Kavanaugh. For Dr. Ford, if indeed something did happen to her, certainly America needs to be more aware of not allowing those kinds of things to happen to people without saying anything. And so I think this is it's a coward's moment, actually, to do justice on two fronts, if we could really see that.
Well, you're right, and it would be great. Again, it's what happened to the witnesses? What happened to somebody? Somebody had to hear something happen, and I can harp on this all day long. And what irritates me again is, as you say, every accuser that has come forward has named witnesses who now say that they weren't there or they don't know anything about it. If you have a lifestyle of this kind of thing, if this is in your blood, you can't tell me that over the last 35 years it hasn't happened again on a more regular basis. Over 250 women have now come forward and said, this isn't the guy we work with. This isn't his character. I worked with him for 10, 12 years, never saw any of this. And some people now are saying what an animal his wife must be for covering up for him. I'm thinking, my God, is this really what we've turned to? And again, to your point, Christians, we need to pray.
Christians, we don't need to be fooled by that.
Nope.
And as I said, two men have come forth and said, yeah, they actually were there, and Judge Kavanaugh was not. So I'm not hearing much from that track. I don't know why we're not hearing that either. And then others, like her best friend, says, well, wow, she didn't tell me anything happened. So it's just Wow.
So, Dr. Shane, you know, before we run out of time here, you're the director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Tell people about the organization and how they can help you.
Well, what we do, and like I say, right now I'm wanting to promote hashtag MeToUnborn.
Mm-hmm.
So atrocities are being done to babies in the womb. Women are being hurt and maimed and sometimes killed by abortion, by legal abortion. Abortion is a civil wrong. Life is a civil right. Abortion is a human injustice. And so human rights begin in the womb, and women's rights and civil rights begin in the womb, or at conception and natural birth. So we educate the populations, the communities around America and the world on behalf of the truth about the sanctity of life. I want to encourage everyone to vote the word of God and choose life in the upcoming midterm elections and all elections. We should vote according to the word of God. Life is sacred, and we have to remember that. And that is the work that I do for Priests for Life, and I'm also the founder of AlvitaKing.com.
Well, I appreciate you. You came out here. You really got a bunch of young people excited and got them interested in their heritage and real history of this country. And I appreciate what you do out there, Dr. King. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the opportunity. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you, too. You know, every time I have her on the show, too, or I've had her on the show before, and when I have her out to events or what, you know, she is a genuine genuine nice person. Okay, there's nothing going on there. There's no promotion of herself, if you would. It's all about promoting the rights of the unborn. It's all about promoting God, really. When you're with her, I mean, I told Tammy when I had her in the car with me one day, she reminds me of my mom because we're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she raises her hands and she starts praising Jesus in the car. And it wasn't quiet, let me tell you what. And I'm thinking, I just hit something. So, but again, genuine woman, you know, what you see, what you hear, what she says is what she's living. And I know it was really kind of disheartening to some of the people, you know, those who say, you know, love trumps hate, to watch those people call her out. Because, see, she makes mistakes in her younger life. She had a few abortions. She had a few divorces. Or marriages that she shouldn't have had, if you would. And she's learned from her mistakes. And you know what? They won't let it go. I'm Joe Bassini, host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you. Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-year-old Joe. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take. There's a lot you can do up there. Now, I went to a meeting today, a lunch meeting, and got to meet. I shouldn't say meet. I knew him. I know of him, and I've met him before. But I got to meet L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell. And Jim comes from my hometown, from Boston. And, you know, he's running, rerunning for election in Los Angeles County. And I want you, you know, in case some of you don't know, we're on 50 stations, plus or minus, across the country. And you don't realize how big L.A. County is. You don't realize how big, look at, I'll let him say it, because I'm trying not to take away the thunder. I want you to be able to hear it, and let's just bring him on. I want you to hear what he had to say.
I'm here with L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell.
And Jim has been sheriff here in Los Angeles County for almost 4 years now, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you're an East Coast native, though.
I am. I grew up in Boston.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. What brought you this way? Let's start there.
You know, the economy back there at the time was not good. They were laying off in policing. Boston Police Department laid off 25% of the department due to a tax-cutting measure. Back when we wrote letters, I wrote letters around the country to see where the reputation was good and where there was opportunity. And LAPD was hiring at the time, great reputation back in 1980-81. And so I explored that and never thought I would get on the job because I didn't know anybody, and that was the mindset back there. But I figured if I didn't give it my best, that I'd be regretting it potentially for the rest of my life. So I gave it my best, came out here, and it worked out. Spent 29 years with the LAPD and then 5 years as chief of Long Beach and now 4 years as sheriff.
Wow. Wow, it's a great career. You know, I always joke that I have families on both sides. They're either cops or crooks, and there's no in between, really. But, and coming out here was a real culture shock for me, moving here from Boston as well. The people are different. The environment is totally different. So where does the LA County Sheriff's Department fit in when it comes to countrywide departments, policing departments?
I would argue probably the finest department in the United States in many, many ways. Also, though, probably the most diverse set of responsibilities of any police agency in America. When you compare us with our partners at LAPD, the things that people traditionally view as police duties, like LAPD does, we also do that for 4 million people directly like they do, but over 10 times the real estate, 4,700 square miles as opposed to 470. And in addition to that, then, with the same number roughly of sworn personnel, we also then are responsible for the jails, the courts, the colleges, the hospitals, the parks, search and rescue, and a third of the MTA responsibilities. So we are a very lean department, but one where the work ethic is, give me the mission and let me go. And, you know, our folks do a tremendous job. You know, if you were to look at any of those things I mentioned as specialized policing functions, they would be separate departments probably anywhere else in the country with their own hierarchy and everything. So by putting them all under one umbrella here, we have the benefit of, you know, better communication, people working together more closely, but also tremendous tax savings for the residents of Los Angeles County.
Well, yeah, you don't want to create too many different departments. Like, I know some, on the East Coast, they have transit police, and then they have park police, and then they have, you had them all in one.
Right.
You've got, you take that all up under one roof here. Now, I want to go back to the Sheriff's Department. How many men and women in the Sheriff's Department?
We have about 18,000 both professional staff and sworn, and we work very closely together in different disciplines to be able to accomplish the mission.
I mean, and you have, I mean, for all intents and purposes, let's just, I'm going to blow it up a little bit here, but you've got your own Air Force to speak up. You've got your own Navy to speak up. I mean, sincerely, you've got all these areas that you have to be, you have to have equipment for and take care of.
That's true. And we're very fortunate that we have great support, that we have equipment that would be the envy of most any other department in the nation. But we also have the responsibility that goes along with that. In order to be able to do the job the way it needs to be done and meet the public's expectation, you have to have the tools to accomplish that. And so we're constantly looking for what's the latest coming out from a technology standpoint, what has proven trustworthy in other parts of the country, and basically learn from the lessons of other locations. We study what happens in after-action reports for significant incidents across the country and around the world, and often send our people into those areas to be able to look firsthand and see what can we learn here, you know, that happened somewhere else.
I was getting a kick out of when I see our Sheriff's Department going to other parts of the country to help with search and rescue, knowing that it's not just bodies. I mean, we've got some of the best people in this country that can do that kind of work. All right, so you became sheriff 4 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, it's no secret that our Sheriff's Department has had its share of issues over the years.
Right.
What's the difference? When you got there, what was some of the major issues you had to deal with, and where are you at with them today?
Well, certainly the focus on the jail was significant. I sat on the Citizens Commission on Jail Violence and got to see firsthand what the issues were. And it was not something that anybody would have been proud of, and certainly the men and women in the Sheriff's Department were tarnished by the actions of a relative few. And so in going into the organization, my promises were to work with the men and women of the department and restore the shine to the badge, to be able to restore our reputation among our law enforcement partners nationwide, and to be able to win back the trust of the communities that we're privileged to serve. And looking back on 4 years, I believe that, you know, there have been some bumps in the road, but by and large, we've been able to accomplish all three of those goals.
Well, you've got it. I mean, people don't realize when you're from East Coast, you know, cities are different. I mean, this is a sprawling metropolis, and I don't really know what that means. You've got communities that are so 180 degrees different in a matter of a couple of blocks. You know, so you've got a diverse police department that you also have to help deal in those areas, correct?
Yeah, correct. And when you look at Los Angeles County, we're not only the most diverse county in the world, but the most diverse county in the history of the world. And yet we have people here from every culture that speak every language and every tradition coming together in a peaceful way. And it's something that I think is tremendous to be able to be part of that. Because we have the benefit of all the different cultures and food and language and traditions and, you know, everything positive that goes along with that. The challenge from a policing standpoint is to be able, under stressful circumstances, to be able to navigate the language differences, the cultural differences, and so forth. So it's critical that our members get to know the communities that they serve as closely as we can. And our goal in the next 4 years is to be able to embrace community policing in a way that we have worked toward, but now to be able to take it to the next level and to be able to engage communities to be part of the public safety solution. We kicked off our community advisory groups program this past week, and I was very excited about the level of enthusiasm that so many brought to the meeting.
And you took a little bit of my thunder there, because I was going to say, why should I vote for you? Why should we give you 4 more years? Give me, you know, 2 of the major changes you'd like to continue to make and see completed.
Yeah, well, I look at what do you need to be successful in this job? You need experience. You know, I was first assistant chief after having spent 29 years with the Los Angeles Police Department, chief for the city of Long Beach Police Department, and then now sheriff for 4 years. To come in without that level of experience, without the network, not only locally, but nationally and internationally, to be able to reach out to others when we're in need, when we want to find out what's going on an issue, when we want to be able to see what worked or what didn't work on whatever that issue was. To have that network is critical. To be able to have the relationships that I'm privileged to have here within Southern California in particular, and then also in Sacramento and D.C. In order to be able to get things done, you have to have not only the network, but also relationships built up over many years so that you have that trust and people will help you, you know, accomplish your mission. And so it comes down to, I think, experience is a major factor, a track record of people. I've been doing this now close to 40 years, so in 3 different departments, so people know what I'm about, what my priorities are, and really that's to serve the community that I feel so privileged to be in a position to do that.
Well, I got to tell you, school board members and police departments, I think you guys should be totally nonpartisan, and I think you convey that. I don't get any. I couldn't tell what party you belong to or where your ideology is. I know that you care about the people. So I hope you get the other 4 years. I really do. I mean that sincerely. And I appreciate your time. I know you're cramped for time, but always.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, like I said, he's from my neck of the woods, and it ain't the South. Let me tell you what, from New England, from Boston, and in talking with the guy, you get a genuine, he loves what he does. All right? And he loves his job. He loves what he's done. He was made for this job. And so I did appreciate his time with me. And again, I think some of you out there don't realize how big Los Angeles is and how integrated it is from a standpoint of you've got a police department, a sheriff's department, not that they're two totally different functions, but the sheriff's department does take care of a whole bunch more than the police department in and of itself takes care of. And the thing that they, you know, they have their own Navy, they have their own Air Force, they have their own, I mean, I could go on and on about how diverse the sheriff's department is. I'm Joe Messina, your host, you'll see the real side of GCN Live. Look, coming up next hour, you got any money? Any money at all? We're going to tell you what to do with it. We're going to help you deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a very short period of time.